We are continuing today in Simin Vav in the Kitzer, Kitzer Shulchan Aruch, and the Kitzer writes as follows: Kol bracha she'adam shomei mechabero. Every time a person hears a bracha from another, kishishomei omro baruch ato Hashem. When the person making the bracha says the phrase baruch ato Hashem, Hashem, you are the source of all blessing. Hu omer, the listener responds baruchu uvaruch shemo. Blessed is he, and blessed is his name. In other words, that's the response to hearing the name of Hashem. Ukishigomer is a bracha, and when the person making the bracha completes the bracha, tzarech lomar, the listener has to respond, amen. And what does amen mean? Uperish amen hu emes. Amen is synonymous with the word emes. Emes means truth. What does this mean? So when a person answers amen, the Kitzer writes, yechavin balibo. Person should have the kavana to say, emes yabracha shebericha mabarech mani ma'amin bo. That which this person just said is true, and I believe it. So amen is a statement of affirmation. I mean, that which this person just said, I am affirming to be true. And when you have a bracha that doesn't just have a statement, but also has a supplicatory component to it, a prayer component to it, kegon berchas shmona esrei min ato choned ana machzir shchina solitzion berchas sim shalom. So again, let's say one is answering, or one is listening to Chazar Sashas, the Chazan's repetition. So remember again, the middle brachos are all supplicatory brachos. We are requesting something from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When I hear the shliach tzibor, and I say the bracha, and I answer, amen, yechavin ba'amiras amin l'shnei devarim. I should have kavana. I should have intent for two things. Number one, emes yabracha. Number one is a general statement of affirmation. I affirm that that which was just stated is true. Biratzon she amlad dvarim b'mehera. And then part B of the kavana is that I hope to see the actualization of this statement soon. So a two-part. So in other words, when you are going ahead and answering amen to what we'll call a bracha that is a statement, like Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Borei Peri Ha'etz, right? Blessed are you, Hashem, Master of the Universe, who created the fruit of the tree. That is a statement. So when I hear that, I say amen, and amen means I'm affirming that statement to be true. But then, when let's say one is listening to Chazar Sashatz, the Chazan's repetition, and let's say you hear, you know, Baruch Atah Hashem Hamachazir Shechina Sol Litzion. Right. Ultimately, again, blessed are Hashem, you are the source of all blessing, who returns his presence to Tzion. When I say Amen, the Kitzer says, I'm saying Amen two things. Number one, I'm affirming that statement. And number two, I hope to see the actualization of that statement soon. Ubekadish, she'eno ela tfila ala asid. And Kaddish, which itself, again, is a future-oriented prayer, right? Yiskadal v'yiskadash. May Hashem's name become great. May Hashem's name become sanctified. The future, yichavin rak babakasha shi amin adar dvar b'mehera. Then ultimately, again, the amen is really just a statement hoping to see the actualization of this statement in the future. So incredible to see how amen means different things in different contexts. When the bracha is a statement, so amen means MS, true, it's an affirmation of the statement. When the bracha contains a supplicatory component, amen means I affirm that which was stated was true and I hope to see it actualize in the future. And when one answers amen to Kaddish, which is all a future-oriented prayer, ultimately one is simply saying, I hope to see the affirmation or the actualization of this concept in the future. Incredible. I'll stop over for today. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.